Hello everyone and welcome to Bee's Corner, a true crime podcast where I will be diving into the most infamous true crime cases of all time. So for today's case, I tried to cover the JonBenet Ramsey case and I have a guest with me. Say hi. So my friend will be listening to me covering this case and reacting to it. Although it's a very famous case in US, it's not that famous in here, and so you kind of, I gave you like an overall of it, but you don't know the details.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what's most surprising. Mm-hmm. So Patsy and John Ramsey were living in an upper class of Boulder, Colorado. In the span of 5 short years, John built his computer company into a $1 billion corporation. In addition to financial success, Ramsey's also had a beautiful 6-year-old daughter, JonBenet. Patsy was kind of obsessed with like making JonBenet a pageant queen. So when you search JonBenet Ramsey in the internet, you see this 6-year-old with heavy makeup.
Oh.
Like, I think Patsy also bleached her hair, mm-hmm. Blonder. So she was like a doll, like, always going to from one pageant to another pageant. And
but she was forced to, right? She
didn't. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, one time, I think she said something, like, along the lines, like, a friend of her came to her house, mm-hmm. and saw all of, like, her pageants and was like, wow, like, that's amazing. And she said, they're not actually mine, they're more like mom's.
She
said something along those lines, and mm-hmm. I think that pretty much shows, like, Patsy kind of made her do it.
Yeah.
Just after 5 a.m. on December 26th, 1996, Patsy Ramsey awoke and walked downstairs to her kitchen. And at the foot of the staircase, she found a 2.5-page note saying that JonBenet had been kidnapped.
Oh.
Like 2.5-page long. Isn't that like a bit too much for ransom notes?
Much.
Yeah. And the note contained a ransom demand for $118,000. I hope I'm saying that.
Yeah.
I am saying that right.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You are.
So that's a very specific amount.
It is.
Like, I also read you the ransom note. It's very specific. And it's actually the same amount as the bonus John Ramsey got for his, like, Christmas thing, for his Christmas bonus. That's like
was
the same amount.
Purpose? Oh.
I feel like most people kind of latched on to the saying that it was like John, like there's no one besides the family or in the workplace that would have known this. So I feel like you can kind of go to the workplace or to the family within itself.
Yeah.
But like, it's very specific.
It is.
Yeah. So when the police arrived to investigate, it was like quite apparent that JonBenet was missing. They kind of went through the home, mm-hmm. so that she wasn't anywhere. Though some mistakes were made in the crime scene, because like they didn't treat it as a crime scene. Like, even if it was a missing case, they should have been more careful.
Yeah.
They literally let Ramsey's call a bunch of people and let them in the house and like clean a bunch of places too.
Mm-hmm.
But like you can look at it from both sides, saying that it's kind of suspicious, but it like you also don't know how we will react to this as well. So you can look at it from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
They searched the house like very not that thoroughly. Like, they just searched through it, didn't look that much, and they failed to find JonBenet. The house wasn't sealed off, which I think it should have. I think it should have. Mm-hmm. And the Ramseys and their friends were allowed to move in the house as they wished. John was permitted to leave the premises unattended for 1.5 hours. I only like read this in a few places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know like if it's that true or not. Like, again, it's also in the source as well.
Yeah.
1 hour after his return, John and two of his friends searched the house again. This time, John went down into the basement where he found JonBenet's body.
Oh.
He recovered, like, he carried her body from mm-hmm. the basement all the way to upstairs to the living room. and kind of destroyed the crime scene. Like, not kind of, literally destroyed the crime scene. Because, like, when you move the body from that crime scene, you destroy...
Yeah, you destroy evidence and stuff.
Definitely, yeah. True. So that's not really nice. But, like, you also don't know how you would react. Yeah. So, no one knows, like, it's still a mystery today. It's been, like, a bunch of years. And it's still the mystery. There isn't that much of evidence that supports crime was committed by an outsider. But there's also not a... not enough evidence to say that the crime was committed by someone who is inside the Ramsey household. So I'm going to first read you the 2.5 page long...
The ransom note.
Yeah. So it's quite intriguing. Like, after... And the way it was written, like, the notepad and the Sharpie that was used to written was actually... from the household, yeah. So, like, who would come to kidnap someone and just sit...
use the evidence. Yeah.
And sit down and write a 2.5 page long letter.
I think it was an insider. Because,
Could be.
They had a maybe, like, a deep connection, and that's why they wrote, like, a 2.5 page note, you
Could
know?
Be. But, like, also, what if someone had already killed Jean Bonnet at that point, an outsider had already killed her, and just wanted money?
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. So that could also be possible. But, insider seems more possible, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Like, when I get into the theories, you'll lose your mind. Like, the theories are in a other level. Yeah. So, Mr. Ramsey, listen carefully. We are a group of individuals that represent a small foreign faction. We respect your business, but not the country that it serves. At this time, we have your daughter in our possession. She is safe and unarmed, and if you want her to see 1997, you must follow our instructions to the letter. You will withdraw $118,000 from your account. $100,000 will be... in $100 bills, and the remaining $1,800 in $20 bills. Make sure that you bring really an adequate size attaché to the bank. When you get home, you will put the money in a brown paper bag. I will call you between 8 and 10 a.m. tomorrow to instruct you on delivery. The delivery will be exhausting, so I advise you to be rested. If we monitor you getting the money early, we might call you early to arrange an earlier delivery of the money, and hence an earlier pickup for your daughter. Any deviation of my instructions will result in the immediate execution of your daughter. You will also be denied her remains for a proper burial.
Yeah.
The two gentlemen watching over your daughter do not particularly like you, so I advise you not to provoke them. Speaking to anyone about your situation, such as police, FBI, etc., will result in your daughter being beheaded. If we catch you talking to a stray dog, she dies. If you alert bank authorities, she dies. If the money is in way marked or tampered with, she dies. You will be scanned for electronic devices, and if any are found, she dies. You can try to deceive us, but be warned, we are familiar with law enforcement countermeasures and tactics. You stand a 99% chance of killing your daughter if you try to outsmart us. Follow our instructions, and you stand a 100% chance of getting her back. You and your family are under constant scrutiny, as well as the authorities. Don't try to grow a brain, John. You're not the only fat cat around, so don't think that killing will be difficult. Don't underestimate us, John. Use that good southern common sense of yours. It's up to you now, John. Victory, SBTC.
It's like they're a cult or something.
Yeah, know? Like, I also like, found
we
this.
We want this, we want that.
Yeah, like, but there's also something... very weird I found, like, I didn't hear in many things, but, like, it kind of talks about it in, like, we, then it goes, like, I advise you, like, I tell you, and, like, it goes we, I, like, there's kind of a contradiction there.
Yeah.
Also, the way it was written, some of, like, easier words, like, faction, I'm not sure if it was faction, but some of easy words were written wrong, while some of hard words, like adequate, were written correctly. So you can see, I feel like this kind of shows someone was trying to deceive law enforcement, saying that they weren't actually from America, like they were foreign foreign faction, yeah, saying that they were foreign.
Yeah.
But it was just yeah, a trap, it kind of looked like it's on purpose, I think.
Yeah, but I think, like, they, like, say, I think, up here, the two gentlemen watching over your daughter do not particularly like you. So, like, they're kind of like a big group, but I think some, like, men in the group actually is an insider, maybe, and they wanted help to get rid of the daughter or just get money in any case, you know?
Could be. So this is very suspicious.
And it like, is. And, like, they're really specific numbers. Yeah, it's and, like, they have OCD or something, yeah. You know?
And, like, if something happens, she dies. If that happens, she dies. Like, yeah, it would actually take some long amount of time. And some people actually try to rewrite it, and it actually took a long time to rewrite.
Yeah, it's really hard. Like, they have to think really hard to write this.
Yeah, like, they... And if you wanted this to be so detailed and so... Like, up to the point, you would expect someone to write it before coming to kidnap.
Exactly, but they wrote the materials on the house, so...
Which is, like, more suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, either some... Like, also, ransom notes are generally, like, small. We have your daughter, we'll contact you soon, give us this amount of money. Like, don't contact police or we'll kill her. Like, yeah, she will be beheaded, like... Yeah, like...
And it's like, they couldn't possibly be a foreigner because you have to come up with it, to write it, and then it's really long, and like, you have minimum time.
Even the sentences that look kind of simple are not simple. Like, the two gentlemen watching over your daughter do not particularly like you. Like, I write these sentences in an essay. Like,
if they were a foreigner, they just write, like, they don't like you, we want your money, we have your daughter, and that's it.
Like, why go so much in detail?
Exactly. Yeah.
And, like, outsmart us, like, that giving a chance. I feel like this kind of uses the... I'm not sure, but I think it kind of tries to use the Socrates tactic to, like... persuade someone, ethos, pathos, logos. Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure, but I think, like not everyone knows that tactic, like, especially not 1996.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to be someone who reads to know that. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I think it kind of decisive, isn't it? Like,
it's weird. It is weird.
So one of the things about the Jean Monnet household was that, his brother, so there's this call the 911 receives. So the call goes, Patsy Ramsey just frantically saying that her daughter has been kidnapped and that there's a ransom note and like she's pretty much frantic.
Okay.
You can kind of like tell she's a bit frantic. And then there is another voice. I think it's John's voice in the background.
Probably.
Then the 911 operator say that she heard another man's, like, another boy's voice.
A boy's voice.
Yeah. So they also had another son, like, had another child's son, Burke Ramsey. According to, like, testimony, Burke was had a bit anger issues.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So some of the theories say that, you know, he got angry and hit her in the head with the...
bat?
No, like a flashlight.
Oh,
like those
metal
ones.
Yeah,
Because they found one in the kitchen and it matched a fracture in Jean Monnet's skull.
Oh, okay.
And the Ramsey said that it didn't belong to them. So people speculate that, like, you know, Burke just got angry. Like, Jean Bonnet had some pineapple in her stomach. And it was their favorite food, both Burke's and Jean Bonnet's. Oh. So people speculate that, you know, they both had their dishes in front of them. And just Jean Bonnet took one. And then Burke got angry and just hit her in the head. And then they just tried to... cover because they already lost one child.
Oh, so they wrote the ransom note and Burke actually killed his sister.
Yeah. And also, the way her body was found was also intriguing. Her hands were tied in a different, like, yeah, her hands were tied in a quite intriguing state. Okay. Like, it was used... Okay, so let's say, you know, I get this paintbrush mm-hmm. and just use it as a way to twist a rope around my hands. Like, imagine that.
Okay.
Okay, there's a word to describe that, but I don't remember it, so mm-hmm. we're gonna go through with that excellent description. And that paintbrush was actually Patsy's. So the reason why people don't think that it can be family is because foreign DNA was found in JonBenet's underwear. But...
Underwear?
Yeah, so... But,
and her hands were tied, yeah, so
it could be a sexual thing.
Yeah,
it could but, be. But there's this tiny thing that DNA could have actually come from manufacturer. Like, when it was manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to prove that someone in the household did this murder, an investigative team literally just tested a new store-bought underwear for DNA. And they found, like, many DNA. Like, from female to male, a bunch of different DNAs.
Yeah.
So, like, it could be from manufacturers as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, so it's possible. Yeah, so it's a very suspicious case. Also, like, the interviews they give are also very suspicious because when they're giving an interview, like, when they ask about did you have anything to do with JonBenet's murder, and they're like, no, I did not kill my child, I did not kill my own daughter. But when they ask something else, they're like, they stammer like I do, like in normal speaking as well. Like, so let's say you and I are having a normal conversation. Yeah. I would stammer like and go for think about it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they're answering any type of question, they go like that. But whenever they were asked a question about JonBenet, they're always like so precise
mm-hmm.
and always go with certainty. And I think you could also look at it as a positive thing, but many have speculated that it's because they're just trying to prove the public for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe.
I think you could go both ways in this.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can be like, no, I did not kill her. Like, I did not do anything to her if you're innocent. But you also could deny
like,
it very
you
certainty.
Have something to, like, mourn for, you know? It's yeah. not like you're just, like, accused of murder. Your daughter's dead, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you should feel sad. You can't just go, like, I didn't kill her.
But, like, that angry burst could also mean... upset as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I mean,
think it could. Yeah. So, like, the Ramseys were investigated, actually, but I don't think they were... I think they were cleared. Also, so there's this picture of, like, it's not very clear, but it's the basement window.
Mm-hmm.
So, the basement was where JonBenet was found.
Yeah.
So... beneath that basement window, the basement window was open, and beneath it there was a suitcase.
Oh,
no, like
suitcase.
But like a hard covered one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so kind of like a suitcase thing that was hard covered, and people speculated that the intruder could have come and go from there.
Yeah.
But I don't think, like, I went through it and it didn't say that there was any footprints in the snow.
Hmm.
But if it did snow that night, that could
and
have
then it covered
yeah,
the footprints.
That could
yeah,
have covered it. So,
have.
Like, snow could pretty much cover it at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just forgot what I was going to say.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it was all the time, okay. So, also, okay, that's what I was going to say. They did a reenactment of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a tiny woman literally went down this window and back, and all of the dust and, like, spider web and stuff was was destroyed over
okay,
there. But
yeah.
when they, like, when you watch the videotape that was taken, you can see that there's still spider webs and dust over there. So there's no way an intruder would have come there and just leave that undisturbed.
Yeah,
so that's
I think
suspicious
so.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
So a day before, I think, they hosted a party, like a Christmas party, because it was a day before Christmas. And on that day, there was like a centaur and a bunch of other people, so some speculated it could be one of them. There wasn't many suspects either. Like, some people have claimed to have killed Jean-Benet, but honestly, they were just cleared. Mm-hmm. There was this guy that carried her picture in his backpack, and like, there was no way he could have possibly done it, because I think he was with another person at that time, and the other person was like, no, he didn't do it. Like, yeah. And some other people also tried to claim Jean-Benet's murder, which is a secret.
Maybe they were forced to, you know, say that they killed her or something like that.
I don't get why you would commit to a murder you didn't. Yeah, like, I get forced confession, like, false confessions, I get those, but, like, why do it voluntarily? I will, it's a sick
maybe,
thing.
Maybe, like, they were threatened or something, you know? Maybe.
What, did, yeah, maybe, yeah. But did Ramses threaten them, honestly?
I mean, that, I don't wanna get that could be a theory.
Yeah, that could, so, media went from, like, oh, John did it because male DNA was found in her underwear, but John's DNA didn't match. Like, all of the family's DNAs were tested against the unidentified DNA. Then the media went to Patsy, which, like, they were like, you know, she was such, Jean-Benet was such a pageant queen, and, you know, Jean-Benet didn't want to be, so she got angry and did it and stuff. But she was also cleared by the police. Again, they speculated that Burke did it, but there isn't that much of theories.
Like, I mean, even if Burke did it, he would have got some help, because, like, he's definitely just a,
I feel like I never found this, but John's workplace had to have been, like, searched, because, like,
exactly her, I think so too,
that bonus. Yeah, like, why didn't they research the people who knew the bonus and just track them? Like, I haven't found anything regarding to this. Like, I think they just
wanted to close the case, so they didn't, like, because, work, like, on it so much.
Like, they were, they're a very white family, and they're also pretty much rich.
Yeah.
Like, they have their own helicopters and stuff, so. And, like, John had a million-dollar company.
Yeah, and, like, so, when you think of that, you think of a really rich house and, like, maybe cameras or, like, at least a security system.
But, like, it's 1996.
Yeah, of course, but still, like, you're rich. And maybe it's, like, I also think they should have searched the workplace, because they know a lot about John and his family, because he literally works there. And the bonus. Yeah.
So I also found some of the things that suggest an attack from someone outside. So there was a footprint made by a high-tech stamped hiking boot that was found in the concrete dust of the wine cellar. It was, like, in the basement, the wine cellar.
Okay.
The boot hasn't been connected to Ramses or to the 400 people or more who have been to the Ramsey house. Yeah, it was before the, like, during that party and after, like, after Jean-Benet's murder.
But, like,
as well.
It's just boots. I mean, people have same boot size. Like,
I got no idea how to explain that. But, So this is kind of sketchy. An unidentified palm print was found on the door of the wine cellar. It does not belong to John, Patsy, or Burke.
Okay.
So this is kind of catchy, but it doesn't say they ruled out all of the other people who has been into the house.
So
it could have been, or it could have been from police officers as well. They went and searched the wine cellar too. So a pubic hair was found on the blankets which Jean-Benet was wrapped, and it doesn't belong to any of the Ramses.
I mean, it could still be a cop's hair, you know.
Yeah, like, but, like, pubic hair, so. Okay, so that's sketchy too.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, so that's, I got no idea how you would explain that if it's someone from the family.
Yeah.
Like, did they implant a pubic hair?
I don't know. Like,
so, yeah, I guess this is definitely, like, there is all of the evidence that suggests someone from the Ramsey family. Then there's all of these evidence.
Yeah.
So you're like, what?
I feel like even if it was someone inside or outside, I think they were, like, really good, like, I think they had an incredible mind, because, like, the notes, you know, they have, they wrote like we and I. It's just like trying to mess us up, you know, mess our minds. Yeah. And then there's a lot of evidence that could be from outside, but maybe that's like false evidence and they did it on purpose. We wouldn't know.
So this made, like what you said just made me think, you know, an experienced killer. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think like, so too. So
the deception and all of that. So it could mean a an experienced killer, a serial killer, something like that.
They were a mastermind, I think, because the you just MC, can't get
out of it. You know, serial killers, like, exactly. You know, I have an obsession with that.
I know.
So, a piece of broken glass was found under a basement window. Mm-hmm. Like, as I said, the window was open and the sill shadow signs of... And it kind of showed the disturbance over there, but it wasn't, like, that much. Okay. Like, even a tiny woman just went down there and all of that was disturbed. Like, there's no way you could even just have a little bit disturbed if someone went down through that basement
window. I think so, too, yeah. And you can't just, like, spiders can't just do that again in one night, you know?
Yeah, that was, like, dusty place. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they literally found a hiking boot print in the concrete dust of Einzel.
And it was, like, someone went through inside of the house, not from the window. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And they kind of just left it open too.
Exactly.
Maybe this sounds like an experienced killer.
Yeah,
right?
I think so too.
Yeah, like we were cracking the case.
Yeah,
we should look at the serial killers that were active who killed children.
True.
Because like 1990s are like times of serial killers.
Exactly.
Like from 1980s to 1990s, that was definitely
the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was time for serial.
Time for.
There was a scuff mark on the basement wall below the window. Someone had to have climbed in or out of this window. Like, this says this, but...
But I think it was just...
Yeah, like because trick. You see that videotape, and it's, like, it's a small window, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there is still spider webs around, like, dust around it. But, like, the middle part is kind of disturbed, and, like, there is no way... it doesn't say that the size of the shoe, but like a high-tech stamped hiking boot. That sounds like something a man would wear.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
Like it's kind of clear if it was committed by an outsider, it would have to be a man because of the pubic hair and the unidentified male DNA. So there is no way.
I think so.
Like if it's as long as it's not a tiny man, those sides would have been disturbed like mm-hmm. that. I watched that documentary and it was clear. Like, and even like, a tiny woman
they
just
have
there.
Boot, like, high-tech, like, hiking boots. Even if, like, you just, like, I don't know, like, put a foot, like, in the window. It would disturb everything.
Even if it didn't disturb, like, the sides, just going through. Like, you would have to put your arms near it. Yeah, it would definitely get destroyed.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of sketchy. The duct tape and the cord used in the murder weren't from the Ramsey house, so they think the offender must have brought them in and taken them out when he or she left the house after the murder. But it sounds like a he.
It sounds like a he.
Yeah, So these are evidences that kind of suggest someone from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't think I could explain these evidences to someone from the inside. Like, that pubic hair. Like, I feel like I could explain the hiking boots and unidentified palm print, but the pubic hair. Like, DNA evidence is hard and solid.
It is,
But when it's DNA evidence, I got nothing to say. So, I think there's... Yeah. I want to, like, I feel like all of us kind of want to say it was someone in the family. Because we know that Burke has... anger issues, and also he broke silence after like 20 years or so and went on Dr. Phil and actually like made an interview on this, and he was smiling talking about all of this, and everyone was like, oh, he's definitely a psycho. He was smiling throughout this. But I agree with Dr. Phil on this. He was just remembering the good sides
of
having
too.
A little sister.
And maybe like having your sister killed at an early age and having like anger issues, I think he was just like, he was maybe really bad influence, and that's why he tried to remember good things, and people just see it as like psycho, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think like you should judge someone, but because like when I remember someone that I lost, I literally went to those good memories, and that mm-hmm. makes me smile. So I think he could have done the same.
Yeah, I think so too.
So the Ramseys kept on saying that they were innocent. Mm-hmm. Both Patsy and John died, and Burke is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
So again, like, police, the fact that the crime scene wasn't properly done, that's kind of that makes me really unhappy, because they could have confiscated evidence.
Yeah, and maybe like
they could have sealed it off.
Exactly, and maybe they, like, lost a lot of evidence too, or like just, I don't know, touched it or did something, and maybe
because, like,
they lost a lot of evidence.
Definitely. Plus, like, I went through some of other missing children cases as well. They literally seal off that crime scene and mm-hmm. just start searching for,
and this palm was like prints and stuff. Like, this had a lot of different sides to the story, so it should have been sealed and investigated properly.
That's kind of suspicious as well.
Like, yeah, maybe someone actually, like, I don't know, interfered with the police or something.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, not really, but maybe, like, I mean,
conspiracy theory.
I mean, I don't know. Police usually try to, like, close the case, you know?
Yeah,
they
definitely.
Not try to do justice. They most of the time they try to close the case.
Yeah, like, some cops definitely just want to close the case.
Yeah.
Also, we forgot that we had coffee, so.
Oh, they're so cold now.
Okay, no, it's okay.
It's
we could go get some new ones.
Yeah.
We dive deep into this case.
Yeah, exactly.
Or we could also put some ice in it and make cold coffee as well.
I know, it's fine. It's fine.
People are like, what are they talking about?
We just had coffee, so.
Yeah. So, I also want to talk about the autopsy findings as mm-hmm. well from Germany. She was wearing a long-sleeved white knit shirt with a silver star embroidered on the front and a gold necklace with a cross on it. Her blonde hair was in two ponytails, and she wore a yellow metal band on her right middle finger, a yellow ID bracelet that bore the name Jean Bonnet on one side, and the date 25th of December.
Yeah.
1996. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone had drawn this. I'm not sure about how true this is, but someone had drawn a red ink heart on the palm of her left hand. But like when we were six, we would definitely draw things.
Yeah,
in our hands.
Yeah. Maybe she was just
and
playing with.
Plus,
like,
I bet she was the right hand, so she could have just drawn it.
Yeah,
I don't think
that was a big thing.
Like, when I was 6 years old, you gave me a pencil and I would paint all over.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
Green Christmas garland, like the garland decorating in the spire staircase in the house, was tangled in Jean Monnet's hair. Oh, okay,
that's why. Yeah, maybe that one of the guests were, you know, like.
Yeah, the guests
from the
are very
party.
Suspicious.
Yeah, they are.
And also the Santa Claus. Like, they mentioned
true.
It. They mentioned it a lot of times. And I don't think it was properly missed. Like, I went through as many files as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I also listened to a few podcasts as well. And a few documentaries. So I was obsessed with this case for a long time. Because, like, when a child dies or goes missing, my heart aches.
Yeah, me too. Mine too. And, like, it's not just, like, another case. It's like, really well I don't know how to say this, but, like, really well thought, and, like, to design, like, a case like this, you
definitely.
Need to,
like, it was
like
designed.
A murder, exactly, and I
it
feel like
it
took, like,
murder.
At least a month, to think of it, to come
like
up with,
like, a serial killer job,
exactly,
definitely. Like, when you think of organized serial killers, mm-hmm. they definitely do things like this,
yeah,
I don't know which serial killer it was, but, like, this dude literally hid murder kits near forests. So he would tell his wife, you know, I'm going out for mm-hmm. work. And he would dig up those murder kits and literally kill a girl or a woman he's been watching. Like, meticulous details. They paid too much attention to the details, and mm-hmm. their deception was also...
Exactly.
Like, someone... If someone tried, if a serial killer were to do this, I feel like this could have been come out from a serial killer sense.
I think so too. Yeah.
I don't think it was investigated though. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, even us rookie detectives could.
Yeah, exactly.
So Jean Bonnet was wearing long underwear and a pair of white panties underneath, with printed rosebuds and word Wednesday in the waistband. So as I said, urine stains and several red stains were found. Mm-hmm. Dr. Meyer said that stains looked like blood, in a search warrant affidavit. Evidence of vaginal injury was found by Dr. Meyer, but no semen was found on the body. The coroner also reported that the pubic area appeared to have been wiped with a cloth. So that could have been someone trying to swipe the evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Report also noted that a white cord was tied around her neck. A similar cord was tied around her right wrist. 17 inches of cord hung from the knots of the cord around her neck. And the end was tied in multiple loops around the length of round and brown wooden stick.
Trying to stop her from moving.
Yeah, so that round tan brown wooden stick was the paintbrush from Patsy. He found a deep ligature furrow encircled the entire neck, with abrasions and hemorrhages surrounding the marks. I'm not sure what that means, but that definitely sounds like someone tried to choke her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not that much sure. Like, I don't get science here, but that definitely sounds
like I don't know. It's like, if we go with the serial killer theory, it was on purpose. But when we think of this, maybe they were just trying to, like, hold her, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, hold her captive until the money arrives. And maybe they accidentally killed her. We wouldn't know.
I don't know. Like, let's check the... Okay. So, the police suggest that she died between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Hmm. So, I'll check when Patsy called 911. I remember looking at the time, but okay. I got no idea. Okay. 5 a.m. Just after 5 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So, it could... Okay. Mm-hmm. So, it was between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. So, it could have been after she called 911. Jean Bonnet could have died after she called 911. So... That, I think...
Yeah,
that kind of kills all the theory on the kidnapping charge. Because she was already dead. Like, she was probably dead. Or was being murdered currently. So that's definitely suspicious.
Yeah,
so
that is suspicious.
Whoever took her wasn't planning on bringing her back.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that's definitely suspicious.
And I don't know, like, but, like, some part of me... wants to believe someone in the family.
Yeah, definitely. Because you got all this evidence against them. But
exactly.
Then I feel like...
I mean, not Patsy or anything. I don't think Patsy did it, but like...
But like, my mom's...
Someone in the family. Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, someone in the family, I just had to believe. But like, some part of me is like, it's an outsider. It's a really, like, mega mind serial killer.
Definitely. That's exactly. Like, close recent theory.
Yeah.
Okay, so... When I first watched the documentaries and listened to these podcasts and stuff, they kind of all took sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, they were all like, oh, the family did it. But after I see that, this evidence, it's likely that it's an outside. Like,
yeah, it is.
Or the Ramseys went into meticulous detail to cover this murder. Yeah.
Yeah. If it was inside of a family, they would have been like, you know, started to design this murder, like, really, like, long time ago or something? I don't know.
Yeah, like, so it says from 10 p.m. to 6 and 6 p.m. So let's say she died at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Until 5 a.m., they would have to do meticulous work to try to cover this stuff.
Like, and, like, very create detailed. New evidence, you know?
Like, go buy a new hiker's boot, make that, or, like, use one at home and just destroy that evidence.
And, like, all the fingerprints they had, or just, like, put new fingerprints, or I don't know. Yeah.
Why go to that detail?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll read this. DNA taken from Jean Bonnet's underpants and fingernails was identified as foreign and reportedly doesn't match DNA samples provided by dozens of family and friends. So this, I only thought DNA was found on her underpants. The fact that it was on her fingernails shows that she put a fight. Like, she tried to scratch.
I think so, too. Maybe that's why, like, they put, like, a cable around her wrist and her, like, neck.
None of the family had any type of stretch marks around them. And it also didn't match their DNA.
Yeah.
So, if it had been only on her underpants, then I would have said, you know, it could be possible that it was from malfracture.
A manufacturer.
Yes. But the fact that it was also under her fingernails suggests that they both belong to the same person.
Yeah.
And they are probably from her kidnapper and murderer. I think, like, after reviewing all of the outsider evidence as well, it kind of makes me think that an outsider did it.
Yeah.
But probably not a serial killer.
Yeah, I think so. But, like, I don't think they went in through the basement, not an outsider like that.
Yeah,
like,
it went from inside.
Yeah, like, I don't know how they did it. Exactly.
Like, yeah, is it a friend of them? Or, like, Maybe I don't know.
That
Santa Claus that I keep seeing, that I don't know if it was search or not. So.
Maybe Santa Claus was just a serial killer in disguise. Yeah, we wouldn't know. Like,
yeah, I feel like there was a movie with the Santa Claus was a serial killer.
Really?
I think so. Or is just me just wishing for something like that?
I think it can be just you. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean it's just the things, or yeah, I think between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Jean Bonnet was murdered in the house.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And then the person that did it went, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then decided to... I don't think the person was trying to murder her necessarily.
I think so,
too. So I feel like he probably, like, choked her. Mm. And then thought she went unconscious and thought that she died. So... he pretty much actually killed her.
Yeah, I think so too. Like,
then decided to cover up for it and, you know, just wrote a ransom note and tried to portray himself as a foreigner. But how did he enter?
I mean, I don't really know. I feel like... I don't know.
Yeah, like, there's just too much things that... Yeah. There's just so many plot holes. Like, you can't explain these.
Mm-hmm.
There's just that... You try to... make a theory, then it starts pulling away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely...
there are a lot of missing things, you know.
I feel like someone knows something,
though. I feel like...
there's
too,
always someone that knows something.
I feel like there's, like, something going on in the family, but they're not trying to tell us.
There's definitely something. Like, they may not have committed this murder, but there's definitely something.
Exactly. Maybe they didn't commit the murder, but... I think they had a finger in it. No, I don't think they knew they were gonna kill her, but I think they had a finger in it, you know?
Like, maybe, like, she died and they found her and was like, oh, like, what's going on? Like, mm-hmm. we're going to be tried and sent into prison for murder of our own daughter, so we have to just do something, and maybe they could have done something like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, the destruction of evidence was definitely a thing in this case. Like, if that crime scene had been preserved, I feel like more things would have been found.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, the fact that they let John out for an hour and a half. Like, what's that? Like, what kind of...
what is that? Yeah.
Is like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was LAPD, but it's not LAPD, so, like, what the fuck is going on here? So it's... I feel like what we need is a deathbed confession.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone has to know something.
I think someone does. But, like, I don't think it was in the family, but I think someone in the family just knows. But, like, isn't
they
trying
know
to tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I feel like they may have created, a story for them to tell.
Yeah.
Like, not the real story. And I feel like they're, like, so serious telling, like, we didn't kill our daughter. And maybe that's just,
maybe,
like
they actually didn't. Like, maybe they didn't.
Yeah, I feel like
just...
they didn't. But I just... like, something inside me just feels like they just know something about
and
the
I
murder.
And I trust your feelings a lot.
Yeah.
You have, like, a sixth sense, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely... I think it's suspicious. Like, their behavior is suspicious.
Exactly.
But if they're covering up for someone, then who? Like, Burke didn't. But the DNA didn't match.
Mm-hmm. I feel like who would, like, go kill their daughter and be protected by the family, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like,
besides their own son.
True, but like, yeah, but like, he didn't do it.
Yeah, it's clear, like, the DNA doesn't match, and I don't think he's and suspicious
either. And I don't think maybe Ratius can kill his sister,
and you there's know? Also, like, a few interviews done with him, and he also, like, kind of sees, like, a kind of seen as a psycho, but he's not. I mean,
maybe, like, something went on with the family, and then he, like, saw everything, and maybe that's why he kind of feels like a psycho, because like everything happened when he was little, you know.
Yeah, he probably has some sort of mental
issue. yeah, I think so.
I think someone from the outside did it, and then the family was like, oh shit, they're going to convict us for this murder, and they try to cover up for like they kind of destroyed that evidence on purpose, so that...
I think so, too. But, like, even if an outsider did it, and they thought, like, they were gonna be...
But, like, why would the Ramsay family think that they were going to be convicted? Exactly. Because they're rich, so they could have found the best lawyers and attorneys. And
I feel like when you just literally see your daughter dead. Lying there,
you don't think that, right? But like, that's just, what I think. But you don't think
you don't think like, oh my god, they're gonna think I convicted the murder. Yeah. You just think like, oh, is she dead? Who did it? I need to call 911.
Like, is she have a pulse? Like, yeah, is she still alive? Exactly. That's what you should think. But like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they checked it and realized that she was dead or something like that. Also, like, the house was searched once. Yeah. Like, it was nothing was found when police first came. I don't think the police looked at the wine cellar that in detail, so could be the reason.
Yeah, and like 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., it's a really long time period, you know?
Everything like, we don't know what happened.
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
Definitely. Like, it kind of kills me that we don't have an answer.
Yeah, me too. Cause we can't really go somewhere. We have several choices.
And like, when I start putting up a theory, then there's that thing, and then there's that thing.
And then it leads to another.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of plot holes.
Exactly.
I don't think we have the whole story. Like, there's something missing.
Yeah, and I don't think someone it's just knows family, something. But I think, like, maybe police are trying to hide something because...
of one of their own...
No, I don't know, but, like, some things are missing.
Definitely. I think something is done wrong.
Exactly.
In this case, and it's not just the family.
Something is made up. The story is probably made up. Like, I think some parts of the story, or maybe, like, one of Ramsay family's, like, members' speech, I think something was made up and just trying to cover up, you know?
Definitely. But, like, what I don't... I feel like the family definitely knows something.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I couldn't get why they would be covering up for someone who killed their own. Maybe, like, the person had something over them, something, like, much, much worse.
I feel like
that. Because, like, they also knew...
them or something.
Yeah, they also knew how the amount of bonus John got as well. So...
like, if it was a serial killer, they would have been, like, searched the house before. Like, or, like, just, like... gather information from them, you know, because that's a really specific number.
Definitely, like, yeah, whoever did it could have been holding something for the Ramsay family, like something so bad, like that bad.
Yeah, I think the Ramsay family was maybe like in a really
Shady business.
Yeah, they were in a really deep shady business. And
yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
well, that's conspiracy theory stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we should definitely do a conspiracy theory together. So I think that's all. So I hope you guys like this episode with me and my best friend reacting to this video and episode. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.